Boston Cast, Wednesday, November 30th, 2005. Boston Cast. Sorry I'm coming back to you so late. It's already almost 10 o'clock at night on Wednesday, but today is currently Wednesday, November 22nd, 2005, and this is another midweek episode for you here. I've got a bunch of news for you right now, so I'm going to try and make this episode really quick because I've got to go to bed. Whoa, it's late. But why don't we jump into some Red Sox news quickly. First of all, trio of former Red Sox are on the Hall of Fame ballot for 2006. Jim Rice played all 16 of his Major League seasons with the Red Sox, and career saves leader Lee Smith closed 58 games for Boston over three seasons. The duo, along with former Red Sox hurler Rick Aguilera, are eligible for enshrinement into the Hall of Fame in 2006. That's pretty neat. I think Jim Rice is very deserving, as well as the other two candidates, but we'll see how that plays out. I'll keep you posted on that. Spring training tickets are on sale Saturday for the Red Sox. Fort Myers, Florida is where it will be. I've been there the past three seasons. It is absolutely marvelous. You see all their uprising stars, and you see their old returning players. And again, you will see Damon this year. Sorry, I still don't feel great on. That's why I'm pretty quiet tonight. But you will see Damon after he was re-signed a couple of weeks ago by Theo Epstein and Red Sox management. That's it for Red Sox news today. So why don't we go to some Patriots news? The Patriots will play the Jets on Sunday, the 4th, 2005 at 4:15 p.m. This game will be back in home at Foxborough. They are coming off a disappointing loss to the Chiefs. They lost 26-16. On the 27th of November, not a really that great of a game, but whatever. Let's see, let's look at a game recap right here for you. Still, with Brady only completing 22 of 40 passes for 248 yards and a miserable 42.5 passer rating, the Patriots defense stepped up its game in the second half and actually gave the team a chance after falling to a 19-3 halftime score. Chiefs had countless chances in the first half to really put this one away early, but the Patriots defense held them to just enough to give the team hope going into the fourth quarter. Kansas City offense predictably had its way through the air with Trent Green going for 323 yards on 19 of 26 passing and a touchdown, good for a 127.6 passer rating, very good. I said earlier, Brady's passer rating was just miserable, 42.5. I mean, that's even worse than Michael Vick's, who can hardly even throw the ball to his wideouts, but stopping Larry Johnson was likely more than the mind of Eric Mangini as his defense, but big running back was impressive, rushing for 119 yards on 31 carries. Brady throwing two interceptions, and the Chiefs getting into the New England red zone four times. New England was lucky to get the locker room down only 19-3 after 30 minutes. Just a disappointing loss. I just don't think they played that well. Four Tom Brady interceptions, sorry, on the day spelled doom for the Patriots as the Chiefs rolled to the 26-16 win. Two in the second half, which just really turned the tide. Sorry about this. I'm so tired, guys. Sorry I'm fumbling over these words, but just not a great game. I'm not going to stay on this for too long because it was just miserable, but I saw the whole thing. It wasn't that great. But you know what? Let's see if they can turn around this Sunday back in Foxborough. Again, it's 4:15 in Foxborough. Patriots against the Jets. Let's see. New England Patriots are doing okay, as I said earlier. You know what? I hope Tom Brady can turn around. He's had an okay season, but if they can keep up like a, I mean, let's just hope they can get into the playoffs this year after becoming like quote unquote dynasty last year. I'd be very not that happy this year if they didn't make the playoffs, because that'd be pretty disappointing after becoming the dynasty of the modern day NFL. But what can I say? That's pretty much it for Patriots news. That's what I can say. But I don't want this show to run too long right now, so I gotta get to bed, you guys. Right now, let's jump into some Celtics news. Currently, as of 9:55 p.m. on Wednesday, the Celtics are beating the 76ers 91-87. There's 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Our next game is Friday, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m. versus the Bulls. This is at home in Boston. The previous game, they lost to the Magic 87-83. Another close game. They fall short against Orlando. Ricky Davis has 22 points and Paul Pierce has 16 and 13 rebounds were not enough to lift the Celtics past the Magic on Monday night as Boston dropped the decision. Celtics twice pulled within a basket with less than 30 seconds remaining but could not tie the score on either occasions. Boston will look to bounce back tonight when Allen Iverson and the Sixers are in town. So again, they are playing right now. If you're listening to this, by any chance, it should be over by 10:15. No, it should be over in 5 minutes. It should be over on the dot of 10. But for some reason, you're up at 10 o'clock like me, some crazy person listening to podcasts. No offense. Tune into the game. It's on ESPN. But that's pretty much it. I mean, they'll play on the 2nd, Friday, December 2nd, 7:30 p.m. against the Bulls, as I said before. And then they'll be against the Pacers on Wednesday, the 14th of December. They have 12 days off, which is an unusual amount of time, but whatever, I'm not making a schedule. Then after the 12-day break, they'll be back on Wednesday, December 14th, to face the Pacers at 7:30 p.m. That's pretty much it for Celtics news today on the Boston Cast, so why don't we go to some Bruins news real quick so I can wrap this show up and get to bed. They will be facing Ottawa, the Senators. Ottawa is currently in first place in the Northeast Division. They will face them 7 p.m. on the 1st of December, tomorrow night, Thursday. And this is in home in Boston. The Bruins still feeling the effects of last-minute loss to the Devils last night. Got right back to work implementing a game plan that aims to put a stop to the 3-game skid. You know what? Brian Leetch says we need points, and I think they should take that to heart because they do need points. They are hardly scoring at all. I mean, look at this. They are 1-8-1 in their last 10 games. I'm like in the cry here. Come on. They're in last place. They're 6 games behind Toronto. It was not even close to Ottawa's leading score of 19 wins, but you know what? It's just disappointing. I mean, come on, let's get a win here. The Senators, if they could beat the Senators, that would, like, clap for joy, and it might be one of those Spanish soccer games in my house. I'll wail my shirt in the air and run around like a madman. No, I won't, but, you know, I'd be pretty happy if they can beat the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. But on the 3rd, they'll be in Edmonton. This will be in Edmonton, 10 p.m. Then on the 4th, they'll be in Vancouver. And then the 7th, they will be in Colorado. You know what? I don't really have much news for you right now. I'm really trying to keep this short. So just pretty much a little pregame thingamabobber here I've got for you. And that's pretty much it for Ruins News. That's pretty much it for all news on the Boston Cast. I'm sorry to be a little dull tonight, but it's 10 o'clock. Look at this. We're already running 10 minutes. Look at this. 9 minutes and 37 seconds already. Whatever. Oh, man. Well, I've got to get to bed, guys. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back on Sunday with the regular Sunday podcast of the Boston Cast. And I promise you, I will be at least three quarters awake as opposed to my maybe quarter awakeness right now, but I'll be pretty awake for Sunday, I can tell you that. I'll sleep in and probably won't do it until like 3 o'clock. But thanks for listening, guys, and I will be back on Sunday with the podcast. Check out the website, www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com, and check out the email. I've got tons of emails from you guys lately, and I will read them on the show if you can send some more to me. So bring them in the emails, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. And as I said in the show before, check out the website. I've got an iTunes link up. You just click on the link, it'll take you right into iTunes, and you can subscribe to iTunes. Also, it'll take you to my Yahoo music engine if you have that installed on your computer. So that's a pretty neat link. And I also like to say that we are featured on Geek News Central, one of the leading podcasts on iTunes. You can hear that on iTunes. He has about 11,000 listeners. Thank you, Todd Cochran, for featuring us on your show, playing our promo in your latest episode. So I'd like to thank NHL.com. I'd like to thank BostonBruins.com. I'd like to thank RedSox.com. I'd like to thank Patriots.com. And I'd like to thank Celtics.com for assisting me in the show. And as said before, until Sunday, this is Matt for the Boston Cast. I will be awake, I promise. So I guess I will see you Sunday. Check out the newsletter coming out tomorrow morning. If you want to get that newsletter, quickly subscribe. Dial me in now. Any newsletter reception thingies that I receive before I send the newsletter out tomorrow morning, I will count. So send in your newsletter requests, and I will send you a copy of the monthly newsletter. This is Matt for the Boston Cast on Wednesday, November 30th, 2005. Yeah.